Good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a great day. It's Monday, April 14th, 2025. Yesterday marked the beginning of Passion Week or Holy Week, and we know that this Friday will be Good Friday, and we know that Sunday will be Easter. And you know, Easter is more than Cadbury mini eggs. You know, I love those things. I mean, honestly, if you take like the Easter season or, you know, after Valentine's Day, literally, you know, for that month or two, I could literally go through 10 to 15 bags of Cadbury eggs. I just love them. And I love them because really they have a distinct taste that's unlike any other. But, you know, there is more to love than mere candy when it comes to Easter. And there is more to consider than Easter being just merely a holiday. Easter, friends, is that time when we remember the Lord's kerygma, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And Easter is that time when really, you know, we can consider what salvation means to us. Personally, as a believer, and corporately as a body of believers, salvation means something to us. I mean, it means something to us individually, and it means something to the church when we gather together. You know, think about it. Jesus had to die bodily, didn't he? I mean, there was no acceptable sacrifice for sins. It was really a matter of the perfect for the imperfect, and the holy for the unholy, the just for the unjust. And Jesus had to really kind of wound or damage sin, and he had to do that wholly. You know what I mean? Holy, you know, W-H-O-L-L-Y. Because sin has marred everything. You know, we went to Charleston this past week, and I was looking at the water over by the Battery. It's just so beautiful. I mean, and the homes there are just, I mean, they're just marvelous. But as beautiful as all that is, everything still has fallen short of the perfect standard of God, because sin has marred everything. And even, you know, as beautiful as our children and our spouses are, you know, they've been marred by sin. We've all been affected and infected by sin. So that the world we live in is far from perfect, and everything has been marred by sin. I heard an old mountain preacher say once that when you see sorrow, there's sin. You know, it's because of sin, because sin has produced sorrow. And Jesus had to defeat sin eternally, didn't he? Satan is a defeated foe, and I believe that he knows it. He wants to discourage, he wants to distort, he wants to distract believers from living out their purpose in Christ, from following him as a disciple who loves following their Lord. The devil hates God, and the devil hates you and I, and he hates believers, and he especially hates the gospel. But recall what I said yesterday, if you remember. What did I say? I said that really, you know, Christmas, okay, marked the beginning of Christ's earthly ministry, and Easter marks the consummation of Jesus' earthly ministry. And so I believe the fact that Jesus did what he said he would do shows that we can trust him completely. Think about what was written in Luke 24:7. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men. Okay. He must be crucified. Yeah. And then on the third day, rise again. The kerygma. But think about this text. It's a little chunky here. It's 1 Corinthians 15:12-19. Here's what it says. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been risen from the dead, or raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead do not raise. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, here it is, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep, kind of a euphemism for death, in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. Wow. Let me leave you with this thought as you're kind of beginning your day and getting things rolling on this Monday, which, by the way, I hope it goes well. Mondays are crazy. I believe the fact that Jesus did what he said he would do should give us not just hope, but confidence. How? Well, confidence, first of all, that he is the way, he is the truth, and that he is the life. He is God. He is the only way to heaven. He is our only hope for salvation, and that we should absolutely surrender our lives to him. Also, confidence that we can take him at his word. If he said it, we can believe it. And also confidence that he will one day receive us to himself. People die every day, y'all. They die every day, sometimes expectedly, sometimes unexpectedly. But the fact is, we are all going to die a bodily death. But we can have confidence that in those times, and even before those times happen, that we can face the Lord and know that he will receive us. That doesn't mean that we go to our graves pridefully, saying, look what I've done. You know, I led somebody to the Lord more than that person did. Or I have my name on a plaque in the church. Or, you know, I've preached better sermons than that preacher. Or whatever it may be. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that we can know that he is our Lord. And that we are his people. And that by knowing that, there's a level of confidence. So that we don't fear death with uncertainty the way the rest of the world does that has no hope. We can have a level of certainty knowing that he is our purpose. The reality is this, that you know, having confidence like that means that we can commit our lives to him and that we can have no regrets. And I believe that's because we are meant for Jesus and Jesus is meant for us. The resurrection, you see, had to occur to show that sin had been atoned for. And the resurrection had to happen so that you and I could be united to him forever. Jesus did what he said he would do. He is who he says he is, and we can absolutely trust him. I hope that you can take this message this Easter and embrace it and hold it close to your heart and let it guide your lives. God bless you. I hope you have a wonderful week. And I pray that you realize, as a believer, how blessed you are in Christ.